Joining us from the Indy 11 is their CEO, Greg Strimlaw. Greg, big day for you guys. The new decision that you're acquiring an area to go ahead with a new stadium for the Indy 11. Why the decision, first of all, to go with a new stadium slash park for your soccer team?
I think overall we've always wanted a permanent home for both men's and women's professional soccer. The vision has always been to create kind of a neighborhood village feel, mixed-use development, much more than just the stadium. And so the last several years have been spent really trying to make sure we have the premium site that works for this entire vision. So that's a lot of things went into that equation. Of course, we also had to work around the global pandemic, which has not been easy to do, but today was some big breaking news for us.
For the first time, you've added an Indy 11 women's team. How much did that factor into this decision?
Yeah, it's always been part of the plan. We want this venue to be a permanent home for men's and women's professional soccer. Our foray into women's soccer with the W League was purposely planned that way. It sets the table towards where we're heading with 11 Park. We'd like both of those teams to be in there. But remembering, it's also, while it's going to be specifically a soccer-specific stadium, natural grass, it's a multi-purpose venue. We plan to have things like field hockey, American football, lacrosse, rugby, and of course, without competing with any others, a number of limited concerts as well. So it really is a multi-purpose venue that we're very proud of.
Also, too, what do you think this would mean for Indianapolis as a whole? I think you also, in your guys' press release this morning, mentioned the idea of retail space and economic development maybe a little bit to go along with this.
Absolutely. We believe it's literally the best place to invest, knowing it will have a transformational impact to downtown. It, in my view, it serves as a new neighborhood village, as I keep saying, that bridges the central business district, and also, let's not forget, Elanco's world headquarters on the other side of the White River. We're going to continue to work with the city of Indianapolis. We want to see help extend and develop the Henry Street Bridge and also the Cultural Trail, which I think are two really great stories as well out of this morning's news.
I know that you said the initial design process is underway and you're going to meet with people to try to get a little bit more input. What's kind of your plan there going on in the future?
Yeah, our plan, now that we know the exact, you know, scope and size and trajectory of the land and where it's situated, how it's situated, where the sun faces, where it sets, you know, et cetera, part of our announcement this morning was three key stakeholders, right, partners really, that we've announced. Populous as the national design firm, world class, have designed stadiums all over the world, including many soccer-specific stadiums like Sporting Kansas City and Alliance Field in Minneapolis, the new Nashville Stadium, Orlando City. So we're really happy about that. We love that everything we do is going to have a local connection, a local flair, really helping develop jobs, economic impact. So having an architect of record like Browning Day is also a big announcement this morning. And then a master planner to the likes of award-winning D3I out of Baltimore that's, I believe, doing operations or master planning on five continents as we speak. I think, you know, now we want to have some of these partners help us with their guidance, their expertise, their professional, you know, input and intelligence based on best practices. So this truly can be a best-in-class neighborhood village that we're putting together.
How about the obstacles that you might run into, you know, the rise in construction costs, inflation, all of that is impacting every part of the economy right now. How are you guys going to try to overcome those obstacles?
Well, I think there's only so much you can overcome, right? I think that's why you want to make sure you partner with the best to try and be on time and be on budget. We've already, as you've seen in the news this morning, the overall cost and projected costs for this are far greater than we originally announced in 2019. Now, in fairness, there's two primary reasons for that. One, to your point, inflation, cost of materials that we're seeing worldwide. All we have to do is see the price of gasoline at the pumps when we go home tonight. But also the scope and scale of the overall neighborhood village, in particular in the mixed-use area outside of the stadium, have grown. We'll announce more details on those in the weeks and months ahead. But because of those two factors, that's why it's been reported. We project this, when all things are said and done, to be over $1 billion project.
In collaboration with the Keystone Group, you guys are, what stands out to you about the Keystone Group?
Well, the Keystone Group is the same founder and owner, Saul Ozdemir, under his leadership and vision. And so, you know, we collaborate in all sorts of things. So having somebody that also, this is not their first rodeo when it comes to developing projects and really having transformational vision and ideas around it. So, you know, it's all under the same leadership, if you will. And so it's an important part of how we work together.
All right. Indy 11 CEO Greg Strimlaw. Mr. Strimlaw, thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.